USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind producers that comments are still being accepted on the new rule published last month by USDA that outlines how it will improve EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with Alabama NRCS, Steve Musser, says EQIP has been their flagship program in the past three farm bills.
The new farm bill was approved last February, and EQIP remain the flagship program in there. And we expect this year to have a lot of interest in energy retrofits from poultry producers. We expect to have a lot of interest in irrigation. That has been the last 2 years. And as a matter of fact, there's an RCPP, Regional Conservationist Partnership Program, that's been applied for by an entity here in the state that hopefully will make some funds available for irrigation in Alabama to help with some of the production problems we have with droughts on cropland.
Musser reminds everyone that EQIP is a continuous sign-up program and encourages producers to stop by their local NRCS office to learn more.
We've been taking applications. We encourage everyone to go into the local office and sign up for participation under whatever resource concern, you know, whether it's related to be the similar to what they were before, is related to forestry and wildlife, to cropland, to grazing land, water quality issues, and irrigation.
So ag producers, private forest landowners, and stakeholders in Alabama are all invited to provide comments on the new EQIP rule published last month. They are due by February 10th of 2015, and you can do this by simply going to regulations.gov. That's regulations.gov. But for more information on technical and financial assistance available through EQIP, just visit your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.